Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, woo, the weekend is here. It is time for some great stuff going on all around the United States. Got some great MMA events going on here locally. Got some great college basketball going on. Got some great college baseball going on. Got some great sex going on this week. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe not, depending on who you are. Anyway, Cherokee Entertainment Hotlines are now open, 347-326-9073, are the phone numbers. We got the email. It is up and running tonight, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. So if there's something you want to talk about, if there's something you want to comment on, feel free to join this. We got the chat room. It's up and running. So make sure you get in on that, and let's have a good Friday night. Just a lot of great stuff. Got some great independent pro wrestling shows going on in the area. We're going to do our best to hit all those. I don't have all the information here, but, you know, we'll do our best to mention that. Just a lot of great stuff going on. So anyway, where do we get started? I guess that's always been, we'll go over our headlines and we'll look over some of the stuff that's going on there. Let's talk about golf. Head off the show, Tiger Woods. Tiger's up to his old tricks again at the World Golf Championships, Cadillac Championships, being down at Doral in Florida. As you know, they're starting to get things wound up. All roads lead to the Masters at Augusta, and Tiger. He's got Tiger's playing great. I forget what he did today. Anyway. He has a two-shot lead over Green, McDowell, Phil Mickelson, Steve Stricker. They're tied for third. And then you got Bubba Watson, the man with the pink driver. I want one of them pink drivers. You know, my birthday was last week. If somebody wants to call Ping and say, hey, the Greg Squirrel Show needs a pink Bubba Watson driver, they'll know what you're talking about. Either that, or I will take the new Nike drivers. I found them. I happened to see them on sale today at Academy Sports for $200. So, you know, if somebody is inclined to get me a late birthday present, there you go. I don't ask for much. I'm a simple man. So anyway, Tiger Woods doing his thing. I want to applaud Denny Hamlin. Let's talk a little NASCAR. I mentioned last night Denny Hamlin received a $25,000 fine because he made comments about how the car performed. What's the problem? He's talking about the car. I think it's a legit beef. You know, it's not like he's totally running down the sport. He's just talking about the car. But old NASCAR, you know, they're you know, they got a corn cob up their butt. And so they fined Denny Hamlin $25,000. And Denny Hamlin says, I'm not paying it. I'm not paying the fine. You know, I was reading an interview with him today. He says, if they want to fine me, fine. Go ahead and fine me. I don't care. I'm not paying the fine because he doesn't feel he did anything. And, you know, I don't have an issue with that. You know, they asked the man his evaluation of his performance. And as part of his evaluation on his performance, he compared the Gen 6 car, which is the new cars they're running this year, compared to the Gen 5 cars, which they were running last year. And hey, you go, Denny Hamlin. I'm a junior fan. I'll admit it. But you know, I applaud Denny Hamlin for standing his ground. You know, it's not like he was cheating or anything else. They asked his opinion, and he gave his opinion. So, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's like the old proverbial saying, if you don't like the answer, don't ask the question. Or, you know, so, anyway, let's move on. Adrian Wilson. Now let's talk football. Adrian Wilson was let go by the Arizona Cardinals. I keep on calling them Phoenix. But Adrian Wilson was let go by the Arizona Cardinals, and that was the only team he has played for with his 12 seasons in the NFL. That was the only team. Adrian Wilson, you know, he's a strong safety, but, you know, if he's still got some move around there, if he's still got some skills and he can still get the job done, I guarantee you Adrian Wilson will be one of the guys that will get picked up by another team. Baltimore Ravens cut guard Bobby Williams. You know, it's that time of the year where teams are trying to make room under that salary cap. So they can, because it's getting draft time. Draft is just around the corner. So, better keep an eye out. There's going to be a lot of movement, you know. So, coming up in the next couple of weeks leading up to the draft. So these teams know how much they got to spend on a rookie. If they want to get two or three rookies or go after that one super rookie. So keep an eye on that. Dallas Cowboys has offered safety Danny McCray a one-year tender worth $1.3 million, and Anthony Spencer, who has been offered a franchise tag for $10.6 million for 1 year. I you know, I said it last night. I will carry his bag for 5% of that. I don't have my calculators, the Midians. All the Midians are in the house tonight for once. They're looking at me from the other side of the studio. If the Midians will get out their calculator and tell me what 5% of $10.6 million is, and that's what I will take a year. I don't, you know, I'm a simple man. I don't need a 500-bedroom house with a built-in movie theater and all that good stuff. Just give me a little four-bedroom, three-bedroom house, two-car garage, enough room to have an in-home studio, and I'd be a happy camper. Midians. $530,000. Who cannot live 1 year on $530,000? I could probably retire on $530,000. So all I can say is, Anthony Spencer, call up the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073, and I will be your bag boy. I will be your personal bag boy. I will carry your pads at practice. even though you that stuff you do with the rookies, I will personally come carry your bag for $500,000 a year for 1 year, and I'll be happy. The money pro athletes are making these days are crazy. But the one that still earns my respect, and every time I hear about these new super contracts being signed, is Tom Glavin. Back when Tom Glavin was still playing for the Braves, he signed a 5-year, $57 million deal. And he sat there on ESPN, they were interviewing him, and he looked right at the camera and said, "I'm not worth it. There is no ball player alive worth $10 million a year. He'd be a fool not to take it." But his agent did his job, and that earned my respect. Because you hear so many of these players, you know, the day of one player playing for the same team, his entire career is gone because they think they got to have the next big check. You know, it's like I keep saying, hey, guys, nobody tells you to go out and knock up every bimbo on the planet. 500 kids running around that you don't even know about. Nobody that tells you to live in a 500-room house. You know, why don't you be happy with getting a $135,000 house, 4 bedrooms, something you can pay off with one check? You know, a couple of nice automobiles that you can pay off in cash, not have to finance or whatever. But no, you think you got to live fat on the hog, and that's why you hear of so many players when they get out of sports, they're bankrupt because they went and frivolously spent all their money. I've never had that crazy kind of money. Probably never will. And maybe that's why I'm going to be appreciative of it if I do get my hands on that kind of money. Okay, that's that soapbox for the night. Let's talk baseball. Alan Craig, coming off a breakout season with St. Louis, he agreed to a $31 million 5-year contract with an option year for a 6th season. That can make it worth $43 million. So the breakdown is 1.75 for this season, 2.75 in 14, 5.5 in 15, 9 mil in 16, and 11 mil in 17. And then the $13 million option for 2018. Once again, I will come carry your bats. I will carry your glove on a pillow for 5% of that. Medians. Back to the medians. 5% of 1.75. 1.75 million. Once again, we want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drinks for being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. We're going to be getting to the MMA stuff here in just a second. I just want to... A lot of crazy contracts being signed, and none of the money is coming... Pardon me? $87,500. 5% of, what was that? 5%, that was 5% of an ungodly amount that I'll probably never see in my lifetime. Hey, I can live a year off. I can retire on that kind of money. You know how to properly invest it, not go out and blow it. Yeah. Anyway, let's look, run by the basketball page, see what's going on as we're slowly making our way over to the MMA page. There is not crap going on in the NBA tonight. Grizzlies beat the Cavs. Mavericks did meet the Pistons, but, you know, that's Detroit. Oklahoma did beat Charlotte. My bad, I just saw that score. That's really about it. All right, well, let's get to the hot stuff. Let's go over. Oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, In college football, Boise State, the ban has been lifted. Boise State can start wearing their blue uniforms at home again. All of us folks down here in Arkansas are saying, who gives a crap? We're Boise State. Come on. All right. There has been a lot of talk in UFC about this transgender fighter. Born a man, but had all the proper surgeries, and now he's a she. Don't ask me. I don't get into that stuff. Oof. But anyway, transgender fighter. So now the big talk is going on is should she, or she, or however you want to call her, be allowed to fight with the girls? Even though she was born a guy, has had all the surgery, he has had Mr. Winky cut off and sent email to one of his ex-girlfriends or something. Captain Winky is gone. So, should he be allowed to fight the girls? Because he still has, he still has the body tissue, the muscular stuff of a man. It's just he's got girl parts now. He's got the boobs or whatever you want to call them. He's got the whole shooting match. So, Fallon Fox is the name. For the first 30 years of her life, she was a man. But she's had the surgery, and now Fallon Fox is a man, 37 years old. And so now this, once again, this is raising all kind of questions. CFA is supporting Fallon Fox. Fox won the first, right now they got the 145-pound tournament going on for CFA. Fox won her first tournament by first-round knockout. Her first fight in this tournament that CFA's having, first round by knockout. And then to give Jorge de la Naval, the president of CFA, when asked about if he knew that Fallon Fox was transgendered, he says, we didn't know about the situation at all. We didn't find out until this past Monday when the commission gave us a call. So just a lot of crazy stuff. She's licensed as a female. On her driver's license, she's a female. The government recognizes her as a female. So for all intents and purposes, Naval says they're recognizing her as a female, and we're going to support her and stand beside her. We're not kicking her out of the tournament. But a lot of the female fighters have said they refuse to fight. Call Cyborg. Hell, Cyborg will fight him, her, him. They need to come up with a good name for transgendered types that's gone from a he to a she. I know they call women born with boys' parts hermaphrodites, but I don't think that fits since Captain Winky's been removed. I don't know. Be interesting to see how this turns out. If any of my MMA buddies out there, if they want to chime in on this, see, you know, see what they say about it, that'd be great. Would love to have them. If you want to call in, 347-326-9073. We'd be glad to have you on there. Or you can email us to gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com with your comments. And, you know, we'll mention them on the air. This could really change the face of female MMA. I don't know how much, but I think there's going to be some repercussions in there. That's one thing I just don't think I could ever do. I mean, I would have to really be screwed up for a long time to make that decision. I'm born a guy, and I'm 100% man. You can ask the Midians. They're sitting over there looking at me going, yes, I'm 100% man, and I just don't think I could do that. You would have to give me half the gold, if not all the gold, in Fort Knox to cross that line. Because I just like being a man. I know when I'm at home at night watching UFC reruns or, you know, watching my basketball sports, I like to sit there in my shorts scratching myself, you know, in the privacy of my own home. So I just don't think I could have fun doing that if I was a female was. Luckily, the female Midians are kind of back off or they can't hear this conversation. So anyway, that's that. It's crazy, boys and girls. Cats and dogs living together. You know, boys turning into girls. Girls turning into boys. It's crazy. Get bit by a werewolf, turn into a werewolf. Then you're going, arr, 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 which means I wish I was still a human. Anyway, I would like to have some of my MMA friends out there come in the message room, send me an email, you know. I really want some opinions on this. Oh, Georgia St. Pierre, he says he is totally focused on Nick Diaz and not a super fight with Anderson Silva. Matter of fact, GSP ripped Nick Diaz, because, you know, Diaz, he's basically been calling out GSP leading up to their fight. Georgia St. Pierre snaps back that Pierre calls Diaz pampered. And so, I mean, this is all going to be settled in the cage. So, I mean, there should be more smack talking in golf. I mean, get out on the golf course. I mean, the guy you're playing with, he's about to putt the ball. Look at it, says, hey, you want to see some pictures of your, you got any pictures of your wife? The guy says, no, you want to see some? You know, good smack talk, stuff like that. Let's see here, Bellator, the ratings were down this week after last week's near season high. So kind of interesting to see what happens with that. Some news out of the day. As you know, John Fitch was released by UFC. And he just signed a deal with the World Series of Fight. Fitch will make his debut at the World Series of Fight, number 3, scheduled for June 14th. I don't think his opponent has been announced yet. I'm kind of looking down the fight sheet here. Mm-hmm. Dana White, they said the main reason for letting Fitch go is they felt he was on the downside of his career. So right now, an opponent has not been announced yet, but we will keep up on that. So that's all we're going to say about that. Bellator 92 results, which I believe were last night at the Pechanga Casino Resort at Temecula, California. Let's see, Frodo Kazmulev against Marlon Sandro. Kazmulev won that fight, so he goes into the Bellator Featherweight Tournament Final. Another action in middleweight, you saw Doug Marshall against Sultan Aliyev. And Marshall came out with the win. Doug Marshall came out with the win there. So Marshall's going to be moving on. We'll probably set him up for a shot at the Bellator middleweight title. Brett Cooper and Dan Kramer, they did battle last night. As a matter of fact, Cooper will be taking on Doug Marshall for the middleweight title. Bellator middleweight title is vacant. So you'll see Cooper and Marshall fight for the middleweight title. I've seen a Cooper fight. That ought to be a good fight. Alexandre Popo Bezerra took on Mike Richmond at Bellator. And Richmond earned split decision. And he's going to be in that featherweight finals against Frodo Kazmulev. I hope I'm announcing that right. You know, I don't claim to be the best ring announcer, but I try to get the names right whenever possible. You know, it's sad that when you got fighters coming to you saying, man, when are you going to come and announce our show? Or when are you going to come back and announce our shows? Because we got this ring announcer that announced our cities wrong. We sit there and explain to him how I announce the towns we're from, and he still gets them wrong. I mean, it's crazy. If you're going to be a ring announcer, take pride in your work. If you're not going to take pride in your work and actually try to learn the sport, I don't care what your background is. You can be on TV. You can be on radio. You can do what. But if you don't take time to learn the craft, to learn the sport, then you have no business being a ring announcer. I mean, I've heard radio ring announcer or radio DJs try to get in these rings and try to be a ring announcer, and they totally hack it up. I mean, it don't take much, guys. I mean, go to different events, watch the different forms of fighting, you know. Heck, even take some self-defense classes or martial arts classes like I've done so you can learn this stuff. So then when you get in the ring, you know a standing guillotine from a rear naked choke or an arm bar, you know. It don't take much, guys. I'm not coming down on anybody in particular. I'm just saying I've been to the event. I've been to events. And the biggest thing is learn how to announce the fighter's name. Spell it out to where you can understand it phonetically. And these fighters take great pride, you know. And their hometowns. Learn how to properly announce their hometowns because they take pride on where they come from. That's why, you know, I've never claimed to be the greatest, but when I'm talking to a fighter and I ask him to pronounce his last name, I sit there and I spell it out in a way that I know I'm going to announce it right. Come on, guys. We're trying to make these guys feel good, you know, build them up as they're advancing in their careers. So just take those extra little steps. So anyway, preliminary bouts. Here's some of the preliminary bouts on Bellator last night. Nick Piedmont defeated Kleber Luciano by technical strike or a technical knockout at 55 seconds of the first round. Ricky Laguerre defeated Sabah Hamasi by submission, rear naked choke, 2 minutes, 52 seconds, round number two. Akop Stefanian defeated Chris Saunders by technical knockout, 3:55 of round three. Keith Berry defeated Richard Rigmadin by Kimura submission, 1:31 of round number one. Josh Appel defeated Manny Law by unanimous decision. The cards were 30-24. Aaron Miller defeated Shad Smith. Unanimous decision, 30-27. And then you got Brandon Halsey defeated Rocky Ramirez by a submission with an arm triangle choke. 50 seconds to the round number three. So that was Bellator for last night. Once they'll be back on the air next week on Spike TV, immediately following TNA Impact Wrestling. So make sure you check it out. All right. Once again, the phone lines are still open, 347-326-9073. So, if you got something you want to comment on, feel free to. What you got for David Grayson? Just sent me a message in my Facebook chat room. There's no telling what Grayson got. John Fitch will take on Gerald Harris. Okay, thank you, David. I had not seen an opponent. I just see where John Fitch had signed with WSOF, making his debut in June. He's going to be taking on Gerald Harris. I want to thank David Grayson for that. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. So that's that. So keep an eye open on that. All right. What else can we talk about? I'm looking once again. I'm just looking down the MMA board, seeing if there's anything. Everybody's wondering if Wanderlei Silva should walk away from mixed martial arts after another brutal fight. I mean, who knows? I mean, the fighters know when their time is up. Hopefully a lot of these guys try not to stay around too long, especially some of those who have built up a good reputation. So, everybody's still questioning about Wanderlei Silva, even though he did pull out the victory on UFC off Fuel over Brian Stann. You know, Silva's 35-12. He's a legend in the sport. And I mean, and a lot of his history came before UFC. He was fighting with Pride over in Japan. That's where Wanderlei Silva really got started. I was sitting here at 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep because I had heartburn thanks to my father giving me spicy foods. I was watching some Pride, Best of Pride, or I forget what the show was called, but they had some of Wanderlei Silva on there. And that's where he really got started, was Pride. He's bought Silva. Hey, he's fought who's who in MMA. Quentin Rampage Jackson, Dan Henderson. He was even prized middleweight champion at one point. So if it is time for him to walk away, you know, I think he's earned his spot right up there with Couture, Liddell, Hughes, BJ Penn. You know, he, Wanderlei has earned, my opinion, and I, you know, I'll be the first to admit, outside of those few fights that I saw on TV the other night, I really hadn't got to see a lot of Wanderlei Silva fights. But when you go down his record and you see the titles he's held, the names he's fought, you know, I think he's safe if he does decide to walk around. I don't think he has anything to hang his head low about. So, you know, we'll just have to see. You know, you definitely want to encourage these guys, you know, don't stay too long, you know, secure your health, you know, that's important things. Being able to remember who your grandkids are, not taking too many shots to the melon, you know, remembering who your kids are, remembering who your wife is, you know, not be a drooling vegetable, you know. I mean, no disrespect. And I know this is, we're talking comparing boxing to MMA, but look at Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, you know, even though he's had other health and medical issues over the years, I have to go and question, would he be in as bad a shape as he is if he'd have stepped away from boxing maybe a little bit earlier than what he did? So, you know, whatever Wanderlei Silva decides to do, you know, we tip our hats to him. He's been a good ambassador for the sport. And we'll just let that happen. We still got about 20 minutes on the show tonight. Phone lines are still open, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Email's up and running, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. We got the chat room up and running. So I know the weigh-ins were tonight. I haven't seen any results yet. But I know the weigh-ins were tonight for Uncivil War MMA number 11. At the Howard Johnson Event Center. We'll be making our way up there early tomorrow morning. And once again, just excited to be there announcing that big event. Weigh-ins tonight, if you're down in the Fort Smith area, into River Valley, weigh-ins were tonight for Extreme Fighting Inc. presents Extreme Insanity at the Phoenix Expo Center. So, both these cards are lining up to be good cards. I would like to see, this is what I'd like to see, you know, do it in Joplin, do it at an alternate venue, an alternate town. But I'd like to see some of the top promoters out of Missouri, some of the top promoters out of Arkansas, you know, maybe bring in some of the, if there's some promoters up in Kansas, maybe bring them in. Oklahoma, bring some of them in. And let's have a night of champions. You know, put them in a tournament. You know, so you have the champion, the all the weight champions, you know, whoever wants to compete, and it's, you know, it'll be champions only, not open to everybody. It's a champions only, not a champions. So you take the champions of, let's say, Uncivil War, you put him against the champion of a promotion out of Oklahoma who's willing to participate. Put Arkansas against Kansas, You know, if there's a Kansas promotion willing to participate and have it in an all, you know, like I say, have it in an alternate venue. I know there's some casinos maybe up there on the border of the four states where they could have it. What is it, Indigo Sky Casino? You could probably have it because that's right there, close to the border of the four state area. So that'd be a good alternate venue for this event. If I had the money, I'd look into it, but I don't have that kind of money because it takes a lot of money to put these shows on, covering venues, rings, the fighters, sanctioning body, whoever it would be. I mean, but I think it would be fun, you know. You put out some bragging rights out there, you know. So, anyway, that's just an idea. So anyway, don't forget we got Striking. They're coming up April 6th at the Muskogee Civic Center. I'm looking forward to being a part of that show. Let's see here. And then we got High Foot Combat. They're coming up March or May 18th. Up 18th or 19th? Anyway, in May, I'm bad on remembering dates if I don't have them right here in front of me. I'll be the first to admit it. They got that all-female card. That's why we make day runners and things like that. They got that big event coming up in Mexico, Missouri. Look forward to being a part of that. So, you know, it's going to be great fun. And, you know, there's other promotions out there. You know, you got Cage Championships up towards St. Louis. You got Kingdom Promotion down near Little Rock. You got some great promotions over in Oklahoma. Larry Schrock and his group over in over near Tulsa, Oklahoma City area. So, you know, there's some great promotions out there. So if you're an MMA fan, you know, we just highly recommend you get out, support these promotions, because you never know when one of these guys you may see before long on UFC or one of the other promotions, Bellator, or, you know, making their debut. So it's going to be fun. Got about 15 minutes left on the show. Phone lines are still open, 347-326-9073. If you got a question or a comment, like I always say, I may not have the right question, or I may not have the question. What, are we on Jeopardy? They call in the answer, I give the question? No. Call in with a question, I may have the answer. If not, I will do my best to look it up. Don't forget, we got WrestleMania coming up. 34 days until WrestleMania. I'm still wondering, what are they going to do if it comes the day of WrestleMania and it is, because it's outdoors. New York Jets, New Jersey Stadium. I wish I could get somebody from Titan Sports, WWE, on the show. Let me see what I can do here. I sent a question to somebody. He may possibly know this answer. I'd love to have him on the show sometime. So we'll just have to see what his answer is. Oh, hold on. I messed up. Let's try this again. I sent that question to the wrong person. I got a reliable source that I'm trying to get a hold of here. I just sent him a text message. Hopefully he'll they'll get back with me. Don't forget TNA. They go on the road starting next week. Kind of a sad night from what I hear because last night was the last night at Universal Studios. They're going to be taking the show on the road, going live on the road. So next week they started off at Chicago, and I know towards the end of the month, they're going to be in Jonesboro, Arkansas at the ASU Convocation Center. And I know they've got events booked for their pay-per-view, Lethal Lockdown, is this coming Sunday in San Antonio, Texas. So that's going to be interesting to see. But I know they've got events booked for New Orleans, Tampa, Florida, Tupelo, Mississippi. So, you know, if you want to check out that product, go to impactwrestling.com, I believe is their website. And check it out when they come to your area. 12 minutes left on the show for this week, and we are done. How's everybody? Here's a question I got. How has everybody enjoyed the show going an hour long now? I know for me it's been better because, you know, I've mentioned it on several times. I don't feel like I'm having to rush my guests that I do have on the show. I'm able to let them talk a little bit longer about what's going on, events they got coming up, things like that. So, you know, I know I've enjoyed having the longer time period. And so I hope the fans, I know the numbers are looking good, because like I mentioned, I'm constantly checking the archives because, you know, every show is recorded, so people can go back and listen to them later. I know our last two nights that we were 30 minutes, we got the Thursday night show, which actually was the night of my birthday. Had over 200 listeners, and I know our Friday night show has gone over 400. It's close to 500 listeners that have gone back and listened to the archives. So the numbers are really looking great. Once again, I want to thank the fans and the listeners for that. You know, if you want to like talking about MMA, pro wrestling, you know, we sprinkle in some of the other sports. So, you know, if you like what you're hearing, feel free to tell your buddies and friends about it. You know, we're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Squirrel Show. And, you know, they can come on the chat rooms. We got the chat rooms up and running. We got the phone lines open, email. So, everybody's just welcome to come on and check us out. And the only way we're going to be able to keep going, hopefully keep getting bigger, is, by listening. I was trying to pull up the archive and see if I could give you some current numbers on the number of people that have gone back into the archives and listened to our shows. we will have those numbers for you Monday. So far, I haven't got a response to my message I sent out. So I really cannot tell you what they got planned if it rains at WrestleMania. No, that sucks. That could suck. Because I know back in my wrestling days, I did an outdoor show. And it was one of those situations to where it was outdoors. It was July 4th, and it's been like 7 or 8 years ago. And it had rained that afternoon after they had gotten the ring and stuff set up. And so, you know, most of those boots you wear are slick soled boots. If you've never seen a wrestling boots, they have hardly no traction at all on them. And so I remember we're in there and we're basically having to tippy toe through our match. I mean, we were going at it, don't get me wrong, but man, just one wrong step and your feet were, you're doing an unintentional drop kick. Because your feet slide out from under you, feet sliding up. You know, you've probably been in the kitchen in a sock feet or in your bathtub barefooted, and your feet get to slipping on you, and the next thing you know, they're flying out from under you. Trust me, folks, it wasn't a pretty sight. So I want to keep investigating that. And so I know some people that have done work with WWE and that are currently doing work with WWE. And so sometime between now and WrestleMania, I get the answer, what kind of backup plan do they have if it rains? Because I know down in Florida, if I remember correct, WrestleMania, was it last year or year before last year? They were down in Florida. I believe it was last year, outdoors. And they had a secondary type, inflatable type of structure. I think it was actually over the ring. I would have to go back and find some pictures and stuff where they had this secondary structure over the ring inside the stadium. And so, you know, be anxious to see if they do something like that. But you got to remember, these are New York rainstorms. These are New Jersey storms. These are nothing like Florida, you know. So, once again, it'll be interesting to find out what happens. Well, folks, I hope everybody has a great weekend. We got just over 5 minutes left in tonight's show, but we're going to go ahead and kick on out of here. We invite everybody to check back with us Monday, same bat time, same bat channel, 9 p.m. to 6 p.m. Remember to call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to check out the Greg Squirrel Show. You know, we talk about, even though it sounds like we talk a lot about wrestling and MMA, you know, we try to talk a little bit about everything. You know, we're a fan-driven show, so if you want to talk football, feel free to call in. We'll talk football, college, NFL. I'll even do my homework and I'll talk CFL. You know, Canadian football. You know, if you want to talk about baseball, call your buddies, tell your friends. We'll talk baseball, St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals, Northwest Arkansas, Naturals. You know, we'll talk baseball. Like I said, I may not have all the questions, but I do have an opinion. You can ask the Midians about that. And then we also, you know, we'll talk basketball. I mean, we'll talk about any sport under the sun. All we need is the fans to keep calling in, keep supporting us, and telling their friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, you can email us anytime at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, and I will always reply to emails. and text messages, phone calls. I'll always reply. So all you got to do is call in, and we will keep this thing going. So we're going to go ahead, being a Friday night, we're going to con out of here early. So once again, I want to say a big congratulations. Before I get out of here, I want to go ahead and say a big congratulations to the Greenland Pirates, who I might have mentioned it last night. Greenland Pirates are the 3A World State Basketball Champions. Alex Barton, I love you, brother. Congratulations 2 years in a row, back-to-back, Alex Barton. Great job, guys. And we also want to say congratulations to the Northside Lady Grizzlies. It was kind of fun because it was a crosstown rival, Northside versus Southside. The Northside Lady Grizzlies walked out I believe they're calling it the 7A, 6A. Don't ask me, it's all confusing to me. 7A, state champs, Northside Lady Grizzly Bears. Great girls. Hey, be a grizzly. Going to be a bear, be a grizzly. That's my philosophy. But we're going to go ahead and kick on out of here. I just wanted to jump those few pearls of wisdom out there. And we will see you Monday night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Thank you.